And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And we have a great guest for you today, a legend in the sushi biz and a legend in the fishing biz here. Jeff Roberto from Sushi on a Roll is here. We're going to be talking some serious fish here and fishing because this guy's a hardcore fisherman too. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there, too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Saturday, November 5th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like Shimano. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reel. When throwing jigs, the Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. With extreme cranking power and Shimano's super free spool for the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 5th.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Today's going to be a great show. Lots of fun. I'm really looking forward to today, both talking to an expert and a buddy. Today's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Great to have you. Great to have you. And we first have to say congratulations, San Diego Padres.
Oh, my God.
Now, I know we have a lot of L.A. Dodger fans.
Sure.
I'm a Dodger fan, but I got to tell you, I'm a Padre fan today because of the incredible upset that happened.
Yeah, that was so cool.
And I mean, sorry Dodgers, but this is an amazing team, and just congratulations.
Yeah, I would also like to say that I'm not sorry.
We got a lot of listeners up there.
That was just one time.
Yeah, but nothing more exciting than playoff baseball.
Boy, right? Sure. I mean, every game of that series was just on the edge.
But how about
of your
the other
seat?
Series, too?
Totally.
I mean,
yeah.
Indians, Philadelphia. I mean, it's like every. Oh, gosh.
Playoff baseball, man.
How about God, if the Indians upset the Yankees, that would be the ultimate deal, right? Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. I mean, that's what we need.
Padres,
help, right?
Indians, and the World Series, maybe?
Oh, that would be so cool.
Yeah, or, yeah, I can't see. Oh, I'm sorry. The Guardians.
Yeah.
Guardians. Sorry.
Yeah, the
Guardians. I can't get that.
Yeah, they're all here. A long time.
Yeah. But anyway, great to have you, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff.
Congratulations on your success of Sushi on the Roll. How many years?
Oh, we have 30 in February. So.
30 years in February. Yeah.
We started in 93 and kind of just went from there. I was at Yakitori at the time.
Yeah.
And I met you guys probably in 91 when I first started at that location.
Yep.
And all the fishing guys and Frank and everybody shows up and just eating sushi. And everybody was kind of just teaching me about fish and learning about fish and local fish and all that. Got to see it and got to serve it and got to eat it. And I think that's just amazing how we kind of, there was no food network back then.
No.
Right.
We just had to learn.
No,
encyclopedias.
No internet.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Encyclopedias at the time had a paragraph of sushi, a picture of it that, you know, from Japan, and that was it. And so we had to learn. And so back then there was only 7 sushi bars when I started in 87.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now there's, I don't know, 207, 307, right? And so that's
307.
I don't know. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There's so many, and then all the the grocery stores offer it. And
sure.
Yeah, you just gotta when you buy fish, it's definitely buy local with all these markets down here in San Diego. But I think you don't want to go to your big box grocery stores because it's not sashimi grade, but the bigger offer in definitely Japanese markets or with Tommy downstairs and all that stuff. That's what you want, right? You want something that's just very sustainable, it's sashimi grade should not smell. If it smells.
If fish does not smell, right?
Exactly, right? And you want it just to smell like the ocean, right? And that's about it. And it just goes down real easy. And the bluefin out here is amazing. I mean, that you can serve all day. You serve that to a rookie, and you get them hooked real fast.
So if you walk into a fish market, sorry, Ricky.
No, please.
If you walk into a fish market and it smells like fish, turn around, right?
Yeah. And it's okay. You can kind of take that fish and cook it. Nothing wrong with that, right? But for sashimi grade, when you catch it out here and you hold it for a week or two because it has a head and tail on it, doesn't mean it's sashimi grade anymore, right? I mean, you gotta process it and kind of get it done right if you're holding it. But obviously, fresh is fresh. We'll do it on the boats, and Frank will take us down to Cedros and we'll do some sashimi there with the yellowtail down there. And it's just, it's the best of the best. And that's what you want,
That was going to be one of my questions, and probably for later on. You just talked about the bluefin, like just comparing what is caught here to. I mean, you have the ability to get anything,
Right.
You've been at this for a long time, from the highest end cut, that's flown over from Japan or whatever. Like, how does all that kind of stuff stack up to each other? You talked about buying local and having local. I mean, what's the difference between that and getting something, very fancy from overseas?
Well, I think nowadays, all the fish markets are kind of treating it as sashimi grade, right? Because you can get a better price for that. And I think that's what you do. But that bluefin, that local bluefin here, right out of the water, it's just, that tail or the belly, any of it, it's just amazing. And it just melts in your mouth. I mean, you can see with all the oil, when you start cutting it and your knife cuts it like butter, it's just, oh yeah, here we go, when serving you guys and the full fishing crew, and that's where I learned that you couldn't just get a fish from the store to serve you guys. It's, you know what's coming out, right? And so that's what we had to kind of create. And Yakitori kind of started that for me as well, was that good, very good quality of fish, and that's what you want.
So how does the average, and you're an angler, you love the fish.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, how does the angler from the sea to the table take care of his fish? What would be your Jeff Roberto's ideal situation? How do you take care of that fish?
Get to know some of the guys on the boat, and they'll take the guts out, right? So that's all the bacteria within the belly. So you take that out. Very much so.
At least that, right?
Some of these guys that bring me fish without everything inside, it's very different.
So steps would be fish comes up to the boat, gets on the gaff, gets on the boat. First things first, you want guts out.
Guts out.
Guts, gills, and gills.
Guts and gills, definitely, definitely. And if you want to spike it, you get there too, right? That'll last a little bit longer. And but then you fillet it. But that water temp is like in the 60s, right? High 60s. And you can eat it. A lot of people say, I eat it right from the ocean, but it's just gummy and it's just very kind of weird and all that stuff. So you got to bring down the temp. Bring down to like 41 degrees. Hold it down. What does it actually shrinks and kind of stiffens, kind of tightens up a little bit. And that's what you want, right? It's all about texture, too.
Sure.
You can eat it out of the water. It's okay. But
What about a rockfish? Like, okay, you're going rockcod fishing. Yeah. It's coming up from colder water. That's still getting gills and guts out of that?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, yeah? Do all of that. Yeah, because that's all the. If it stays in there too long, you don't know what's inside, right? But if you get it out, then you're definitely. And then you can actually, because it's all hot inside that belly. So throw ice pack in there. If you get these big blue fins, yeah, definitely throw ice in that belly. And you know, if they have a refrigerator that's open upstairs on the boat, you can throw that in there until fishing is slow, and then
get it cold.
Get it cold. Okay. The colder the better.
Now we go on the long range boats and watch these guys who are masters at it. You know, that you make a simple slit in the anal cavity and then pull it right out to the stomach. I'm just not that good at it. Can you?
So
is it
crazy.
Okay to rip the whole gut?
Very much
back
so. Yes, definitely.
Okay?
Definitely. Yeah. That's probably the easiest way to do it for most of us. But I was actually got to see the farms down in Mexico with Ted, and just to see all that happen in like seconds from the 150 250 pound fish, and then see that back then, you know, they spike it and they kind of take everything. The same thing. They just kind of cut it. The gills out, right, the anal part, and they got to pull everything out. You're just like, what? And then they're gigantic, like 40 seconds per
fish. Yeah, crazy. These are the ones like crazy. From the pens.
Yeah. I mean, just to kind of see that. And then you kind of look at it very different of how, if he takes care of it, and that's what you want, right? I mean, honestly, the actual definition of sushi is rice. The rice is almost more important than your protein.
Okay.
Because you got to get the best protein as well. But if your rice is horrible, right, if it's too wet, if it's too dry, then you put it with this nice, really nice bluefin, and then that's what you get, right?
Right.
But if that rice is phenomenal, and then that bluefin's already good, then that's where you get the best sushi, right? So that's what you learn. I mean, in Japan, it's 3 to 5 years to learn how to make rice before you
really
move on, right? Yeah, and these guys nowadays want, you know, 3 to 5 days to learn and move on, right? Yeah. But
3 to 5 years of just learning the craft of making rice.
Yeah, I mean, you don't even talk about.
Think about how long that is. You know, that's wild.
Yeah, you don't pick up a knife. You don't do any of that stuff. You just kind of make the rice perfect, right? It's all about perfection.
Yeah.
And you see it with their art. It's just everything's got to be refined and just, I mean, if it looks good, it's definitely going to taste good.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you take California, it'll make it really look really good, really amazing, and then it's people just eat it like it's going out of style.
Yeah.
But if it just looks, you know, like a third grader made it, then that's what you're going to get too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and now you at Sushi in a Roll, you tell us about your operation.
Yeah, you really branched out.
It's totally pretty diverse. Yeah. It's not just mobile sushi anymore.
Right. Yeah. So we started that actually in 91. The Yakitori, the restaurant I worked at, they were doing that at the racetrack. They did the Pacific Classic. And then by that time, I would ask the Japanese chefs if they want to go. And they said, no, you go. So I ended up taking that over because, I mean, back then, no one really catered sushi. It was just a sushi bar, and you fed people like that. So I kind of thought about that. Like, we could take this outside. I can serve, you know, all of San Diego. So in 93, I talked to Frank about it.
Frank Lopresti, we're referring to, yeah.
Honestly, the story was that at 93, Frank wanted me to open a sushi bar for him. And I wasn't ready. I knew how to make sushi, and that was about it. And I said, no, Frank, I got to kind of turn you down. But there's this sushi on a roll company. We want to kind of start this catering company. He loved it. He loved it. And so that's where it all started.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you basically put wheels on a sushi refrigerator.
That's it.
Like a
window.
We did
that, but it was just going to your house and, you know, kind of started out with that. And then we started hitting corporate. So I was involved with this chef association back in 93, 94. And then all of the chefs, they don't know how to make sushi, right? They cook all over the world, but they don't know how to make sushi. So that's the phone call I got. So my first clients were like Sheraton Harbor Island with Chef Steve Black there, Hotel Del with Chef Jay, and then SeaWorld were my first three clients.
Those are big hitters.
Yeah, and so then all the other chefs, like, who are you getting sushi from? And so we started from there, and then so I do all the hotels. Even to this day, I do with a lot of the chefs around town. Because again, the same thing, and it's everyone thinks that they make it in house, but you can't really have a sushi chef in house for that short period of time to do like one event, right? So we do it like we did a party for 3,000 last week.
3,000.
Yeah, we've done a party for 16,000 for Qualcomm's 25th anniversary.
You did Lolly in my wedding reception 17 years ago. By the way, I didn't mention. Our last weekend when I was at Palma de Cortez was our 17th anniversary.
Hey, congratulations, buddy.
With Lolly, and
awesome.
She was very kind to let me go.
Yeah.
But the problem was when we got married, I don't know what happened, but it always seems to fall during the Palma de Cortez tournament. She's like, at this point, she's like,
right.
Don't worry about
she's
it.
Great.
Yeah, we celebrate before we leave.
That's
but,
right.
But it's anyway, so cool. But yeah, that was so great. We set you up on the patio.
Yeah,
and it was like, and do you still do that kind of stuff?
I still do that, yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I mean, that's like the ultimate deal, and everybody, people talk about that forever.
Oh,
like
my God,
when you go to an event that Sushi on a Roll is at, it's like, oh, man, that guy from Sushi on a Roll is there. It's
definitely.
Like, so great.
Yeah, and that's what you want, right? You want people to kind of just talk about it. And again, the same thing like we were talking earlier, it's, you got to try my food. I mean, there's so many sushi bars out there that are very good, but then try my food. I could be right at your house. I could be at your office. I could be anywhere, and it's just the same thing as a sushi bar. That's experience we want to bring to you.
Yeah.
Very good food, and yeah, I mean, that's how you get people calling back.
And so you also do like a lot of other stuff at Sushi Rolls, right?
It's just nonstop. We have a little box in the Nashville City, a little Japanese grocery store called Kyoto. But you want to just go further, right? That's all I've always done. And so we've done so now we do the program at Jimbo's. We started doing this with Catalina Offshore during COVID. So I started doing this. So I'm the guy, I built Junior Seau Sushi Bar, right, 99. And so then I started getting these phone calls to start building more. And a lot of my sushi chef buddies, so what happened was when we first started working, I was the third guy to get hired. And my manager at the time says, I don't want to interview these guys anymore, just bring them on, right? And no one knew what to do. So what happened was 8 of us from our high school are sushi chefs. From Bonita Vista.
Get out of here.
Yeah. So now I get phone calls to open these restaurants. So I call each one of you to, we all go together. So we open 13 restaurants in San Diego in 30
years.
Wow.
Crazy.
Yeah. And it's just fun. It's just unique. And it's just hard to kind of train someone real quick. Like we were going to open in 2-3 months, right? So you got to get these guys that are just veteran guys that kind of just knock it out. And all these guys just want to work. Oh my guys, that's all it is. That's all we've been. And it's just such a fun trait to have 10 of your friends that kind of just roll sushi around town and you have a good time, you know?
So you have the location in National City there. Right. It's got a Japanese market.
Tell us more about the grocery store.
Yeah, so it's a Japanese market. It's been around that area for like 60 years. And then back in the day, there was a bunch of Japanese farmers in that area. And now the housing developed, and then they still live in that area, and they support our store. It's been there for 60 years. The original owner, she had it for 30. My buddy who sold it to me had it for 30, and now we've had it since
60 years.
Yeah, so we've had it since 2018. We moved out of our Barrio location, and we were down there for like 16 years. And the grocery store is it's a small Japanese box. We sell sashimi and sushi, sashimi fish and sushi there. We got a little, seating for 4 people. But we have next door that we kind of opened up is for events. I always like doing events, right? It's just you get 20 of your friends and 30 of your friends, and we just kind of just rock and roll.
So you have a venue that you could have a private party there, but also sell all of the stuff that goes along with it.
Right, right. Then you get your own private store after dinner and get to shop around and all that. And yeah, because we close at 6, so it's perfect. So we open 10 to 6, and then about 6:30 you guys roll in, and sake kind of comes out and beer comes out and the food, and it's just kind of interesting how we do it.
How big of a party can you bring?
I think like 30 would be a good size. We have like outside seating. We have parking lot, depending on the day. But,
so you like a private event. You want to have a sushi party for you and 30 of your buddies?
Yeah. That's especially cool. If you catch the fish, right? Call me up.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, tell me you're going fishing on Friday, and, we're coming back Saturday morning, and you got a, 30, 40, 80-pound fish. I don't know. And we'll cut up and cut in front of you guys. And because everyone wants to see that. Everybody wants to see right off the boat. And, I mean, everybody wants sashimi, right?
That's one of the things that I've always thought was so much fun about all the events that I've seen Jeff do, pre-COVID, when we had the big Christmas parties at the Landing. Jeff would always prepare the fish sight on scene, and then at that big Poke Fest over at Valley High, you guys had I think it was a big eye, but all displayed out and showing cuts and doing everything in front of everybody. It was just so much different. I don't want to call it a show because that almost makes it seem like it was novelty. It wasn't. It was presenting everything that people were getting ready to eat. It was really cool. It was really, really cool.
I think you teach people that too, right? Because the different cuts and all that. I think it's just about, you just got to show them what's good out there. And the whole fish is good, right? So, but start from here. But we did did the Poke Fest. We do that every year. It's such a fun thing to have. You go against 13, 15 of your friends and see. It's just bragging, right? It's just a fun time, right?
Did you win this year?
We won it this
year. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Congratulations. And then the other thing you do too is you teach sushi classes, right?
Yeah, and that's fun too, right? Just like with what you do with fishing, it's just such a, there's so many little details that people miss, right? And everyone wants to make sushi now, which is fun, right? Everyone buys the sushi kit at our store, and I'm okay with that, right? Because they want to do it themselves, and it's just kind of fun, especially with COVID. Yeah,
that's fun to do,
Yeah. Once you kind of get it down, especially with the fish out here, right? But buy your fish from definitely a reputable place, right? Go to Thompson and get some really good sashimi-grade fish.
Go to Point Loma Seafood.
Point Loma Seafood, definitely. Yeah, that stuff is amazing. Yeah, that's what you want.
Yeah. The rice.
Oh,
that's the challenge. I remember because Lolly and I took a sushi class a long, long time ago, and it was like we just never could master
yeah,
the rice.
That's what's hard.
Yeah. So how do you get the rice? You buy it at you? Buy it from you?
For real.
Yeah.
Exactly. But that's the hard part, too, to really buy from your sushi chef stuff because that's rice that makes their sushi, so it's hard to kind of buy it. But that's your actual definition of sushi is rice, so that's the most important deal. But it takes, and like earlier we were talking about, you know, 3 to 5 years, but you got to wash it enough, right? You can buy the inexpensive stuff, and you just got to wash it longer. The more starch you can pull out, the more clear your water is, the better it's going to be, right?
Is that some of the difference between higher-end rice is it takes less time to get it?
Correct.
To get
cleaner.
Yeah, okay.
Right. So you buy, you know, you spend a little bit of money, you get the cleaner stuff, but wash it at minimum 10 minutes.
10 minutes?
Minimum
like
10
one
minutes.
Water, wash it.
Dump it, right?
Dump
kind
it.
Of clean it, dump it, you know, yeah, at least 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And then we do it for actually 25 minutes. We let it soak for an additional 15 minutes. What happens is the rice grain gets bigger.
Okay.
Right? Gets a little fluffy. And then we cook it. So it cooks in our use a rice cooker. Don't do it on the stove. The stove is the hardest part. I mean, you can't do anything. You got to watch it. You got to stay there. Rice cooker, you hit the button. 25 minutes later, it's done. We let it sit for another 20 minutes to let the steam off. Then we pull it out.
Okay.
You pull it out. It's all hot. It's very hot, like 180 degrees. Then you take a rice vinegar with sugar and salt in it, the seasoned rice vinegar. You pour that right on top of the hot rice, and then you cut it. You call it cutting. So you kind of break up the whole mound, and then you separate the grains. So you take the hot rice on the bottom and bring it to the top. And you kind of separate the rice so it's all individual, right, without kind of messing it up. So it's very tricky. And that's why a lot of these chefs that I deal with, they can't get past the rice.
I believe that.
You know? And
so in your classes, do you teach the rice?
I teach the rice a little bit because it could take, like, the whole class.
Yeah, sure.
Because it's so delicate and so disciplined, if you will. And if you don't do it right, then it kind of comes off, right?
You got to practice.
Yeah, but now there's this other rice that we sell as well. It's like a minute rice, and it's very good, Japanese minute rice. Minute 30. And so we would do these classes. We did Zoom classes during this whole time, too.
Uh-huh.
I did to Hawaii.
Sure.
I did to Hawaii, right? So I sent the packages of these rice that you put in the microwave for a minute and a half. It comes out perfect. And it only do like 2 or 3, 4 rolls, right? Then you can get that. But
so it's sushi rice that's like
yeah.
minute rice.
Yeah. I mean, you can eat that steam rice and you have the vinegar to it and stuff. But so we shipped that all to Hawaii. And they would do the sushi class with it. Because you want the rice right. Because you don't want them just to make it and it's awful.
No.
And then the sushi's awful at that, right? So we sent that. So we just built a sushi kit that everything would be in it.
That's cool.
Give it to Kansas City, and they can make sushi, right? Because you flash freeze it, and with everything, you have Sean kind of deliver it to whoever we need to with the rice. And yeah, because the rice is just tough. I mean, you do it once. I mean, you only do it
I
once, right?
That was tough. Because we bought all the stuff to make it, and it was just like just never could get it right. then we didn't take 4 years to learn it.
Right? But then the sashimi part is easy because you just cut it and then put it in the roll. But if you can't get past that rice, then so then the rolls I gave you this morning, it's just all crab, so a protein roll.
Oh.
So you kind of get away with that, right? If you don't want a whole rice or all that stuff, you just use crab.
It's like, I got to ask this about rice because Dallas, my wife, was raised in Hawaii, born and raised over there. Mom lived there forever. Those two both cook fantastic rice. Never have ever measured their water ever. They're knuckle measurers.
I learned it from my mom.
And I can't. I can't get past it. Like I can't. You know, I always say, babe, how much? You know, how much water I put in there? It's the first knuckle, the first line of the first.
Yeah.
Like, how does like? I'm sure the precision that you're talking about, a 3 to 5 year guy is probably not measuring based on his knuckle. How do you figure the water out?
It's definitely science. It's the amount of cups you put into it, and the perfect rice or water in that, and that's what it's all about, right? And washing. So what happens when you wash it and you let it sit in there and it's absorbing the water. You put a little less rice.
Less water.
Water, because it's there's already water in the grain.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you got to look at, too. But you kind of – so you perfect it. So these times, like I delivered to SeaWorld back when I first started, and Chef Jerry asked for like 700 pieces of sushi. And I'm like, who does 700 pieces of sushi in a day? You can't – there's no way. And there's three of us trying to do it. And back then they had the small 10-cup rice cookers. And so we had to do like 9 batches of these. So everything's very inconsistent and stuff. You're just trying to make work. And Chef calls me up and says, the rice is – you know, some was hard, some was soft. And so after that day, I figured I'm just going to perfect this now.
Yeah.
So then we got the bigger rice cookers, and it's a science. Everything's
sure.
It's like baking and cooking at the same time. So it's very tedious and very disciplined on how you do it all, right? To do it right. I mean, anyone can do sushi, but definitely to do it at a high end and to kind of do it perfection with a lot of these places you go to, and especially the Japanese sushi bars. It's just amazing when you go in there and everything just kind of melts in your mouth.
Yeah, you know? Get the right stuff. Well, yeah. As you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. A lot to talk about with Jeff from Sushi on a Roll and some great prizes today.
You're not kidding, man. Yeah. You want to talk about generous and fun. And you know it's going to be a busy show because the phone lines are already packed up. There's only one line still open on those. And the whole time, all I can hear is my phone buzzing from all the texts coming through. It's going to be a very, very fun. And if you want to join us today, if you've got questions for Jeff, you want to be a part of the show, you want to talk fishing, talk the fish, talk the sushi, talk the tackle, whatever you want, buddy, we want to hear from you. Give us a call this morning at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. Or send us a text. Like I said, texts have been rolling through already this morning. Lots of great questions. If you want to get through on the text, only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. Just search Let's Talk Hookup on your Apple or your Android device. Download the app. You'll be able to listen to all the show archives. You'll be listening. It's the easiest way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup. And it's the only way to send your text questions into Jeff. It's a lot of fun. And make sure that you include your contact info when you send your text, both the name and a phone number, because if you're one of the lucky winners of one of the prizes, we want to be able to get a hold of you. And boy, do you want to today. Mm-hmm. So generous of Jeff. Today, we're not the coin will no longer today be deciding the winner, because we have a winner from both categories, a caller and a texter are each going to win a $100 gift certificate to Sushi on a Roll, and that is just so cool of Jeff. Now, is that for going in and having sushi at the market? Is that for is that towards groceries? Like, what is
towards groceries for a party? Whatever you want.
Okay,
yes,
awesome.
Definitely. Definitely.
I think that's cool.
But wait, there's more.
Yeah, exists.
Yeah.
So the coin will be part of it.
Yeah.
So the coin doesn't decide who's going to win, because both our callers and our texters are the winner. But there's a very special bonus, as Pete, you talked about yesterday. We are giving away a brand new handmade Anza knife today at the end of the show today. So that coin is going to decide who's going to get the Anza knife. So both a caller and a texter, one winner from each category, are going to win $100 of Sushi in a Roll. And then the coin is going to decide who's got themselves a brand new
Anza knife.
Pretty unbelievable. Lots of fun. So much killer info with Jeff today. It's going to be a great show. Again, if you want to join us, 213-432-1090, or you send us a text on that Let's Talk Hookup app. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. We're going to be reading those texts. You stay tuned. Lots of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Hey, everybody. This is Captain Dwayne Diego, 4-pack charter captain, here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine. When it came time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker. Then there's a real good reason for it: the fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now, and I know the abuse they can take. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day, over 300 days a year, running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat. From the custom tower with steering and throttle controls to the backup bait pump system, my Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to the fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, Gulloan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Saturday, November 5th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts and over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like Accurate, AFTCO, CalStar, Gamakatsu, and Costa. Don't miss all the great seminars, the huge raffle to benefit Rollo Kids, the popular casting contest, and of course, the huge sale. For the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 5th.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader in fishing trips to Cedros Island. We have set the bar even higher with our second lodge opening for the 2022 season. Side-by-side lodges sitting on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views. With direct flights departing through the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com.
The perfect day is my family and I on the boat out on the waterway. I love it. Nothing but sun, snacks, fishing, and of course, life jackets for everyone. Save the ones you love. Life jackets save lives. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, man. I feel so bad for Jeff with the amount of questions that I'm going to be peppering him with today. Like, it's just a lot of fun, man.
It's just nonstop here. The phone lines are packed up, and lots going on here. And let's head south down to Rancho Leonero. Talk to our buddy John Ireland. Buenos dias, John.
Good morning, Pete. Hello, Rick.
Hey, John.
Yes.
Hey, John.
Well, we get another good week. We had a little north wind for a couple of days, ruffled things up a little bit. But otherwise, real flat, clear water. It's cooling off. The weather is, we're definitely getting into fall now. Cool mornings now. The mornings are in the 70, 71 degrees and never getting over 80 degrees. Beautiful, beautiful weather right now. It's a good time to be here. The water temp's 85 degrees, so it's cooling a little bit, but fishing's still real good. Pretty much exactly the same as last week, right to the lighthouse. Loads of Dorado, you know, everybody's into the Dorado. Some big fish, mostly schooling fish, you know, from 5 to 15 to 20 pounds. But mixed in there, there's a lot of 25 and 30 pounders. Striped marlin as well, and that's right in the same areas as the Dorado, just on those inside and outside banks off of La Rivera and going south. A lot of rooster fish around. You know, no real size, but loads of them. You know, everybody's enjoying those. And we've got pompano and good bottom fishing. And some the occasional big tuna. We had the one yellowfin that went 60 pounds this week. And they're occasional fish or solitary fish, but some pretty good sized fish. And a few wahoo mixed in, too. It's good fishing, you know. You go out there, and for sure you're going to load up on the Dorado, and chances are real good of releasing at least one marlin. So fishing remains good.
Yeah, but, it was great visiting to Rancho Leonero. Place is looking so beautiful, and it's just such a great spot. And the cool thing about the fishing is it's like right out your front door, right, John? It's like 10-minute ride to where the really good fishing is.
Yeah, no more than 10 minutes. You can actually, you know, if you can see the hotel, I worry about the angles, like they're going to get gypped because you don't get a boat ride. But the fishing is right in front, real, real, real close. And that's the good news, you know. Everybody loads up. Everybody's coming, you know, people, the boats are limiting early and coming in early as well. They're in normally by 1, definitely by 2 o'clock because they're loaded up. So it's good times, good weather. It's a good time to be here. October is excellent, you guys.
For sure. Well, if somebody wants to come down to Rancho Leonero, it's such a beautiful place and a great time this time of the year to be there. How do we do it?
Thanks, Pete. It's 800-646-2252 or RanchoLeonero.com.
All right. Thanks, John. Appreciate that very much, and we will talk to you next Sunday.
You sure will. Look forward to it, gentlemen. Thanks,
John.
All right. Very good. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Hey, while we're on the subject of the East Cape, I haven't had a chance to talk about our 28th annual Rich Top Palmas de Cortez Fall Spectacular. And I want to read a text from yesterday's show. We didn't ever got a chance to talk about the tournament and how great the tournament was. And exactly what John's saying. Marlin fishing, Dorado fishing, unbelievable. We had some tuna and the wahoo fish. We had 8 wahoo in the tournament.
Nice.
Really, really great. But this is from No Bananas, Drew. And Kathy and his wife Deb, who are the team to beat in this tournament. And he says, good morning, Pete, Ricky, and Corey. We just want to thank you, Pete, John, and Mark for the Van Warmers and the Van Warmers, Eddie, Statewide Stripes, and especially the Top family for an amazing Palmas tournament. We really felt Rich's presence this year, who is my buddy Rich, who passed away this past year, and then we honored him with this tournament. We had 3 terrific days of fishing, limits of tuna fishing, Dorado, Wahoo, Striped Marlin, big wahoo was 38.4, which they won the $1,000 Big Fish Rich prize for that. It was beautiful to share with Peggy, who's Rich's wife, and the top family. But top family, his daughter Nicole, his son Jeff was there, and all of their family and the kids and stuff like that. And then his brother Jerry donated $1,000, and then his other brother was there, and his sister were there. So it was really a great showing.
Cool celebration.
From the top family, and we had a nice celebration for Rich. It was kind of his memorial service, really, because they didn't have a formal memorial service, and Rich was such a lover of Palmas Bay.
Yeah, he embodied that place.
Yeah, he owns a boat there. He had two condo shares and stuff like that. So it was a very appropriate time.
That's so
and everybody
rad.
In the group of 60 people who knew Rich from previous years.
Sure.
Even if they didn't,
he was a fixture there.
Were just part of the whole celebration. Eddie Van Wormer came and Chucky was there and stuff like that. It was really, really cool. His memory be eternal, he says, and we are looking forward to next year to come and defend our title.
I love it.
And that's really cool. But it was a great tournament, and the fishing and Palmas is amazing, man. They put a new sushi restaurant right on the water there next to Bayview, and so they have a sushi restaurant there. They have a new bar there, and of course that whole town of Los Barriles is just such a beautiful, great place to visit.
It really is.
If you want to go with us next year, I'd highly encourage you to make your reservations. Eddie Dalmau and Shannon did such a great job helping us out. We had beautiful T-shirts for everybody, and then also these Rich Top koozies that his son Jeff put together, which were really cool. Next year's dates are October 5th through the 9th of 2023. Make your reservations. Grab your boat. I know a lot of the people that came this year are coming back, like Drew and Deb. and so we look forward to having you. And just check out our website. Let's Talk. I haven't updated it yet, but letstalkhookup.com. On the trips page, we'll have all the information. But just call the Van Wormer Resort and tell them you want to go on the Let's Talk Hookup trip next year.
How cool.
We'll do it. So, hey, let's go ahead and jump back into it. Let's.
I got phone calls and text messages.
You
let me where you want to start, because we got some great ones standing by for sure.
Yes.
Why don't we start off on the phones this morning with Rory? He's calling us from Wildomar this morning. Morning, Rory. Welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up.
Good morning, sir. Says, go Padres. That was electric. I hate to be the blunt of bad news. I called you yesterday, and it's from Seattle Como. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game canceled all Opelio snow, red king crab, and blue cream crab seasons for 2022-2023. A major blow to the northern Pacific fishermen.
Yeah, I saw that. That's
Andy
a tough
Hillstrand
blow for the commercial guys up there for sure. And how does that affect you, Jeff, from Opelio crab? Snow crab, Opelio crab. Does that affect you in the sushi bars?
It does a little bit. A lot of people don't use the, the pollock is what we use.
You use pollock?
Most of it, yeah, for the California roll.
Uh-huh.
But when we were at Yakitori, definitely the snow crab. And there's other things that we kind of use. I mean, at one point,
do you use Dungeness at all?
We'll use Dungeness too. But there's other ways that we can use it. But even at one point, like some of the tuna was getting pretty pricey, you can use albacore. There's so many other advantages you can have without having something, right?
So, pollock, which is a cod.
Right.
They actually make, that's what they call crab with a K.
Right, the shirimi.
Yeah. And so what is it? Is it similar flavor? Or?
Definitely. A little crab flavor in it. So even that is kind of dependent on how even allergies you are to it, how strong it is. So when we do coaster events, we'll use that pollock because it's definitely okay for them.
Mm-hmm.
But, you gotta know your customers, right? I mean, some people don't want a certain crab, even blue crab. Some people don't want it because it's stronger in flavor, obviously, than the imitation crab, right? Because so many people are used to it. And then when you give them the blue crab, like, oh, it tastes, it's so different.
That,
right?
That pollock, is that something that when you get it, it's been prepared as a crab substitute, or are you getting the fish and then getting it that way? You know what I'm trying to say? Are you obtaining it as a, I don't want to use the word imitation crab, but that's just the word that comes to my mind. Like, are you getting it as a finished product, or are you getting a fish fillet and processing it to be that?
We get it as a product. So there's two ones. Is it called a shred that we use that's in your orders today, or we use as a crab stick? So depending on the clients, what you want. It looks kind of, It's when you have the two different textures, it looks nice too.
Yeah, that stick looks kind of like a piece of king crab. Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, a great text here from Jeff from Mission Viejo. He says, "Great show, Jeff. Can you recommend a style or type of knife for an aspiring sushi maker?"
There's a lot of them out there. Definitely one, even through Enza. As long as it's definitely a sharp knife, flat blade knife. Do not use a serrated knife. There's so many good ones. You find Japanese products out there as well. But I tell people it's not necessarily the blade, it's more so the handle. Because it's got to feel good to you, right? So do you want a wood handle? Do you want a metal handle? It's definitely got to be custom because it's very different. You know, it's got to be comfortable. The blade's got to be good, right? High carbon's the best. You know, Yeah, it'll definitely rust on you, but that's what you want because it'll stay sharper longer.
Uh-huh.
Some of these stainless steels, you know, you can buy for, you know, $50 to $100. It'll be okay, too, depending on how often that you use it. But don't use it on cutting bones and all that because it's such a thin blade. So you get two knives. There's one called a Deba, which is almost between a cleaver and a chef's knife that will handle that beating on the bones, right? So that's what we use to fillet. We don't really use a fillet knife as Japanese sushi chefs. We use a Deba, which will go through the head and go through your finger and all that stuff, too. So
is that that big, long blade?
It's a thicker blade. It's like a chef's knife.
It's kind of
that style versus the long one. The long one's for sashimi. So you have two knives. One knife cut fish and rolls only, so it doesn't have chips. It doesn't chip your blade. And then you have one that's just going to just take the beating.
So your sashimi knife just cuts through a piece of fish with no bone in it. You're not cutting through a piece of nori. You're not cutting through anything.
Yeah.
Just a piece
that
of fish.
That and rolls, right?
Okay.
So it doesn't really, so everything should be out. But then that other Deba, we call it, you can use, you can fillet that 100-pound fish and no time flat because of that tri-carbon blade.
Years ago, my wife Lolly bought me a left-handed sushi knife, and it's flat on one side,
right, beveled,
and it's got the edge on the sharpening edge on the other side. Is that a typical sushi knife, or
very
is that
much
something?
So. It usually is beveled on one side. So if you put the knife down with the blade away from you, that bevel should be on the top. So that becomes your left-handed knife. So
yeah.
If you put the left-handed knife on the right-handed side, that bevel will be on the bottom.
Got it.
So it's not a right-handed knife. And you can tell. If I use it, it has a mind of its own. It'll cut differently. It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
You think it'd be the same.
But it works.
Sure. I would have thought that for sure.
Right,
really?
Right. Yeah.
So is there a particular brand of sushi knife that you would recommend to
Jeff? Yeah. So when we started, there was Masamoto, probably the number one. They're all families, right? So a lot of the samurais back in the day, the families still make the knives, so that's what the family names on those blades.
Yeah.
Masamoto is what we've used quite a bit, kind of started out with a lot of us. But there's some, you go to like Mitsui, they got a few out there. Damascus are good. There's some stuff, again, with Anza. Again, this is the blade.
Do you sell knives at your store?
I do not. But I can get them too, right? So
yeah.
We go with the Japanese vendors. And that's what you want. I think you start something that's just kind of mid-range until you kind of feel what you like. Right?
And how much is a good sushi knife?
I would say I would spend something like $150 to get something really, really good that you're kind of, you know, not necessarily a career, but more of a hobby.
Yeah.
And that's what you got to do. I think to make sushi, I mean, you do it once a week, you're not going to get really good at it. Do it a couple times a week, right? And then you're making two or three rolls. But if you do, say, 10 rolls a month, that's how good you're going to be, right?
Yeah.
Right? It's just like casting, right? I can cast far, but you get Ricky out there, he casts a football field, and it's just practice and just technique and just the passion you have for it. But
for sure.
Yeah, but then you get these other knives that are cost you $30. They'll work a day, and then you got to go buy another one.
That's about it.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
For sure.
That's good info.
All right, yeah, good stuff. And just so you know, that left-handed sushi knife was like double the price because they don't make a lot of them.
Sure, that makes it right.
Definitely.
Most Japanese left-handed. Are right-handed, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So for us to train, we had a couple of left-handed sushi chefs. It's very different, and they're very awkward now because to learn from a right-handed, it's just – they do some stuff right-handed.
Yeah,
some stuff
I'm sure.
Yeah. You get all that stuff.
It's almost like you got to change.
You have to, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I had no idea that was a thing. I love
that
it. That's really cool. Yeah, totally.
Check it out.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Cook Up coming your way. We got more of your phone calls. We're going to check in with the catch report, find out what's biting up and down the beach, and a lot more of your texts. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Cook Up on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Lobster season is here. It's time to gear up with the best in the business. Promar, based in SoCal. Promar knows lobster and makes everything you need to catch these tasty critters. The Promar guys are hardcore lobster fishermen and have designed the most successful hoop nets and accessories on the market, including the new Ambush XLHD, 23-pound, 36-inch rigid hoop net, the largest allowed by law. Visit Promar on Facebook or on the web at promarahi.com.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And I got to tell you, let's talk about Trinidad.
Dude.
Trinidad is like the ultimate star drag reel, period.
Jeff was just talking about casting a long way. I will say, in my opinion, nothing to do with radio show, nothing to do with sponsorship, take everything out of it, worked in a tackle store for the last 25 years. I don't think there's ever been a reel made that casts as good as Trinidad. Very rigid frame, cold forged frame, the best, bearings, lightweight, high performance, very tight tolerance. It's the best casting reel, in my opinion, that's ever been made.
What's your favorite size?
20, no or doubt. 20, Trinidad, yeah. 20 just melts into your hand.
Yeah.
It's got line capacity for surface iron fishing. It holds plenty of string. You can put a couple hundred yards of Spectra, still have a nice long mono top shot. So holds enough line, but it's not so wide that it wants to walk back and forth when you're trying to turn the handle. I love it. It's my favorite reel.
Yeah, and one of my favorite, like a lot of the tuna this year have been finicky.
Oh, I already know what you're
right?
going to say.
What?
Can I guess? Trinidad 14?
Yeah,
I
man.
Love it. Oh, dude.
Yeah,
totally. Same thing in the finesse program. You want to talk about casting a lightweight sardine or a chove, or how about a reel that is just as good fly lying an anchovy for a calico bass or a 40-pound finicky elephant?
Right.
I mean, how many reels are the best at those two things?
Yeah, for sure. You put 65-pound Max Quattro Power Pro on there.
Perfect.
On that 14. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, a little Seaguar Gold on top.
Seaguar Gold.
Game over.
You got my game right there. Trinidad from Shimano at your local Shimano dealer.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know. Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. They're master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Get ready for the largest event in our history. Saturday, November 5th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. And we will have great promotions from Daiwa on Lexus, Saltist, Saltiga, and the new Tanacom 1200 reels. A fantastic offer on Proteus rods and SK Jig. Over 20 manufacturers reps, including Daiwa. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, huge raffle, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 5th. When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reel. Shimano G-Max motor packs winding string up to 250 pounds. Deal for kite fish more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fish. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time this morning. Phones are absolutely packed up. There's literally one line open, and it just came open during the break. That's 213-432-1090.
Yeah, and tons of texts. Thanks for all. We're going to try and get to as many texts as possible, but man, popular guy this
week,
right? She's on a roll.
Yeah, no doubt.
Well, let's find out what's biting.
It's time, man. And today, the Catch Sport sponsored by our great friends at Gamakatsu. It's not just about hooks. Anglers that are wild about Gamakatsu know that they also make the finest split rings and solid rings. Their Superline series, I love. Use them all the time.
Nice.
If you're looking for quality swivels, Gamakatsu makes the absolute best. And when it comes to assist hooks, Gamakatsu's got you covered there, too, with a wide assortment of sizes and styles. Check your local Gamakatsu dealer or check Gamakatsu.com for more information. We talked before about those G32 boxes. Love those.
Yeah.
Like, they make so much more than just hooks. Their accessories are killer. Lead heads are awesome. Like,
yeah.
I love it.
I'm prepping for
job.
The Let's Talk Hookup Shogun trip on Saturday.
Ooh.
And I've been loading up those G boxes.
Yeah. Yeah, they do a really good job. No doubt. Well, hey, let's find out, as promised, what's biting out there. We're going to head on up to Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going this morning? Fun
Great.
Stuff this morning, man. All kinds of good
stuff. Yeah, fun stuff.
Gosh. But, hey, how about that 5-run 7th?
Oh,
how about that?
Hockey team, right? Yeah. Right? Let's not forget about that. That was wild.
God, that was cool.
Good stuff for San Diego, man. Gosh. Well, hey, you know, we rolled through a pretty good week up here. You know, close to home, I'd say the half-day stuff's kind of where you would expect it to be in, you know, October. Some good action on the bass, live baits and the rubber lures, I'd say, are catching the majority of the fish for the half-day anglers. We have been seeing some smaller bonito kind of in that zone, too, so the guy's having a good time with the lighter line and some small metal jigs on that fish. And then with all this lobster gear in the water, that sheephead fishing is starting to perk up. We're seeing some of that for the guys on the sinkers, some nice trigger fish in those same zones, too. So I'd imagine this next week we'll start seeing more and more of that sheephead in that half-day count. And then three-quarter day, you know, we spent the week offshore trying to get some final licks in on that mahi. You know, we're still seeing fish out there in our zone for sure, but, you know, the water temp's slowly changing, and it's like this fish is, you know, starting to kind of push out and move around a lot more than it had been. So we're probably going to be back on the bass program in that shallow water rockfish this next week for us on our three-quarter days. You know, we'll keep tabs on it as our small boat fleet kind of runs through those zones on their way to the islands and those further offshore zones. But for now, you know, you're going to see rockfish and some bass on our three-quarter day counts. Overnight fishing, gosh, you know, still pretty good for the Fury. He had a series of back-to-back two-day trips at the beginning of his week that saw really good mahi fishing with some very good grade yellowfin on those trips. And one of those trips was that CCA Charter Challenge. Those guys were able to defend their title there, so good stuff for that Orange County chapter of CCA. Congrats on that win there. But, you know, as also some nice bluefin on the night bite on one of those nights of that two-day trip that they saw. And, you know, he's just kind of keeping tabs on that island. There's still some yellow there. So it's just a matter of, you know, being in the zone and getting the boat out over there again. And then again, you know, the small boat, the four-pack guys, keeping that mahi and the yellowfin in their counts. That yellowfin has been, you know, pretty much all on the dolphin. And that fish has been like 18 to 40 pounds. There's been a good size stretch there in that fish. So that's been good to see. And then they're still, you know, keeping that mahi in their counts as well on the kelts out there and some of those farther offshore banks and those zones closer to the island and whatnot. So fun week, weird weather kind of a deal. But, you know, at the end of it, you know, we knew the change was coming. And so we're ready to kind of pivot with that change. So fun stuff. If you guys want to hop on a boat, call the landing, 949-496-5794. Or, of course, you can check us out at danawarp.com.
Yeah, crazy. It's mid-October, and, you know, it always happens. It's still warm, but it's a change of seasons, right? Like that rainstorm during the end of the game last night. Wow, crazy stuff. But
wild stuff. So,
yeah,
for absolutely.
Sure. And you know what's great is a little bit of wind here in the next couple of days, but then it looks like our classic fall weather starts settling in, right?
Right, that stuff bounces back. So, you know, like I said, we're not ready to put the fork in that offshore deal, but, you know, we just got to kind of pivot on what's best for our people on the boat. So certainly we'll keep tabs on. If something changes, then we'll adjust and make the changes with that too.
Sounds great, Captain Willie. Appreciate that report from Dana Worth Sport Fishing. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks.
Thanks, Willie.
We'll see you later.
Appreciate that. All right, let's head on down now to Cedros Sport Fishing and talk to our good buddy Jeff. Jeff, what's going on at Cedros?
Good morning, gentlemen. Wow, what a great show. Go Padres.
Yeah.
well, we were out late last night with a group of people for one of Rosie's reunion classes. So a little froggy throat this morning. But fishing down at Cedros is still just off the hook. Yellows, calicos, halibut, white sea bass, it's all still biting. We're getting down to the end of our trip for the season. We have, I think, five more trips left. And, you know, so if you're thinking you might want to still go this season, sneak something in before it's over for a while, hop on in, get on the phone, give Rosie a call. She's got, I think, three spots open on a trip at the end of the month. And, you know, you can't beat that fall fishing down there. October is probably one of the best, my most favorite month to fish down there. I don't know about you guys.
But, yeah, totally.
Yeah, it is just, it's phenomenal. And to pass it up and have to wait till next year, yeah, that's a long ways away. So give Rosie a call. If you feel like you can get out and convince the wife to give you, a hall pass, give her a holler. And she's already taking reservations for next year, and the spots are going fast. So people are already calling up going, I want my special date that I went 2 years ago, and those dates are gone. So get on the horn, give her a call, get your name on the list, get the deposit to her, lock it in.
I know one of our two Let's Talk hookup trips for next year is already sold out. So
yeah. Yeah, word's out. Yeah, Rosie puts together a good program, and people like coming down and doing it the Sandro Sport Fishing way. So give her a call. You can reach her on her cell at 619-772-7570. She's ready to answer the phone here in about 15 minutes after she's had her cup of coffee. And, you know, get on down. Experience what we have to offer down there.
How's she liking that new Encinitas Ford Explorer?
You know, she loves that car. And thank you, Pete, for talking to her and giving her the tips on what you liked about it. Yeah, she's doing it. She's loving it. She's using it for work. And, we like that Ford so much that we went out and bought an F-150 four-wheel drive just because.
Perfect. Yeah. That's the best, for sure. Hey, Jeff, glad she's enjoying it, and you're enjoying your new truck,
too. That's cool, buddy.
Go see the San Diego County Ford dealers and big supporters of fishing, and we should support them. For sure.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
Gentlemen, have a great day.
You too.
All right. Let's hit the surf now. Our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, is on the line. What's up, Gundy?
What's up, gents? How's it going today?
Dude, having a blast, man. Talking fishing, talking sushi, talking Padres, and we want to know about what's up in the surf.
I know. That was crazy. That stadium was rocking. Well, the surf, actually, you know, we talked about this a little last week, was that, we're seeing a little signs of bait and some bonita showing up, and that was a good sign going forward. Well, this week we even had more of that. We had a lot of the cleaning of the water. A lot of that red tide is out of there now. And then bonita is showing up and down the coast. And then some halibut starting to bite. We're seeing just the beginnings of the transition. Much improved fishing, like I said. The Corvina bite is the one kind of hang up, though. It just hasn't quite come back together. But halibut, white sea bass, striped bass, and bonita were all in the catch this week. And the water temperature is still right, 66. 65 on the northern edge, and then 69, off San Diego. So plenty of warm water. Still lots of sand crabs. I wouldn't give up on that Corvina bite, but I would take a look at some of these other things happening. Hook, line, sinker reported some excellent halibut fishing, and this is usually an early sign of some of those better quality fish. Not the big numbers and a lot of shorts that they've had up there, but some real nice fish. They had a 38-inch fish off El Capitan, a 32 off Campus Point, a 32 and a 31 off Graveyards. Zoom flukes have been red hot up there. They've been fishing real good the last several weeks. A silver sparkle grub took one of the other fish, a flash minnow, one of the others. But short and just legal white sea bass also in the mix there. And I think it's all a function of the bait. They even had some dabs of squid off Santa Barbara this week. So we're seeing the beginnings of that transition. Wiley's reported several legal white sea bass taken up off county line there. Not real big fish, but up to 32 inches. The bulk of the fish, probably 25 to 30 inches there. And they are taking swim baits. They also had a 14-pound halibut taken off the chart house, so another sign of some quality halibut moving. Just Fishing reported several striped bass taken in South Bay, on South Bay beaches. The bonita we're also showing in King Harbor, and they said the same thing. The bait's starting to show, and then here come the stripers, the bonita. Lots of bait in the bay. Big Fish reported bonita showing in and around L.A. Harbor. Catch 'em Tackle reported bonita off Newport, Balboa Piers, the Wedge Jetty, and it was actually some fish in the harbor. Hogan's reported bonita and mackerel off the San Clemente Pier. Still sluggish on the Corvina bite there, but still good condition, 68-degree water, and like I said, that should come back together before we're done here. Bonita off the Oceanside Pier. So, like we were saying, that bait moving in was a good sign for fall fishing, and we're already seeing some signs of it with the transition to halibut, some white sea bass, striped bass. These are all fish that are dependent on those bait schools.
Dude, I dig it, man. What a As always, I know that you have such a network of guys, but such a complete report, Gundy, up and down the beach, such killer info, such good fishing, man. I know it takes a lot of work to compile such complete info, man. We really, really appreciate it. It's a super fun part of Let's Talk Hookup. We're very proud of having you and being able to put such great surf fishing info, man. Just appreciate everything you do, and just, yeah, yet again, another great report as we're into this kind of transition-y time of year.
And have you written away something for Western Outdoor News lately?
Thanks. No, just this week we're working on the normal surf fishing report and stuff, and I'm just putting together another column here in the next issue or so. So
be sure to watch.
Yeah, I really appreciate those marks, Rockhead. I mean those remarks. You know, I get these reports from these shops, and these guys go out, and you know they catch fish, and the information I get from those small tackle shops is so vital. You know, and that's what's so important about going in and patronizing those small tackle shops and stuff. You're not going to get that information anywhere else, and I'm not going to get that information anywhere else. So it's important you pay a few extra bucks maybe, or where are you going to get that information, you know? So these guys make it happen, and, you know, I'm just kind of salty, Rock God. I've been around so long, I kind of see some of these trends happen, and despite our funky weather at times, you know, God bless that the ocean keeps on doing what it's doing, you know what I mean?
Well, we love it, Gundy. We love it. We love having you. We love everything about it, man. Appreciate it, as always. Killer job, and we look forward to talking to you next week.
All right. Have a good week, and think halibut, man.
Thanks, Gundy. Appreciate that very much, and we appreciate you. First hour flying by. We got another great hour of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more of your texts, and a lot more information with Jeff. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
If you're into saltwater fishing, listen to this. Saturday, November 5th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We are pulling out all the stops on this one. Over 20 tackle manufacturers reps like Shimano and PowerPro. Check out all the Shimano and PowerPro product we have and talk to the Shimano and PowerPro guys about the best rod and reel for your trip. Backed by popular demand, the Shimano Tranks Casting Contest. Cast a Shimano Tranks 500 and a Shimano Terramar 98 rod and show your surface iron casting skill. You'll see the perfect rod to handle tough fish is Terramar from Shimano. The secret? TC4 blank construction. Match your Shimano Terramar rod with a Shimano Tranks 500 reel. The X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. It's our biggest sale of the year, Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, accessories, and more. Saturday, November 5th. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family-oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have 3 generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Leonero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. We really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. There's nowhere that I could think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get in Rancho Leonero. We love families.
When you want dependable service for your outboard or a new or used boat, your first choice should be H&H Marine at their new location near where the 5 and 805 freeway meets. North County, Central, or South, the new H&H Marine is near you. They also have added an amazing lineup of boats for both fishing and pleasure cruising, like Barletta and Godfrey pontoon boats and Hurricane runabouts, all on display. Defiance fishing boats and many used boats are available too, along with Yamaha and Mercury outboard sales and service. Speaking of service, Jeff and his crew have you covered. As a factory authorized Yamaha and Mercury service center, H&H Marine will be sure the job is done right. They have Blue Water Baitech, both sales and expert installation, as well as Tackacat inflatables. The perfect tender for your boat. For outboard sales and service, pontoon boats, fishing boats, and bait tank systems, check out H&H Marine at their new location, 10685 Roselle Street in San Diego. Check HHMarineSD.com.